Welcome to the Pro Se Divorce Podcast, where you can learn how to turn mediocre mediations into major successes. My name is Tom Davis, and I'm a certified professional divorce mediator in Denver, Colorado. I've helped thousands of clients over the past two decades reach success rates and outcomes that are significantly higher than what is typical. In each episode, I will share valuable insights, practical skills, and tools you can utilize right away to improve your mediation outcomes. And I'll serve as your guide through the potentially confusing process of divorce. Better days are coming, starting now. Welcome. I'm glad you've joined me for today's episode introducing the podcast and announcing our first podcast series. I think I should start by defining what is pro se, since it is the foundation of our entire podcast. So a party may want to represent him or herself in the mediation, and this is known as appearing pro se, or without an attorney, without a lawyer. And you do this to save money or maintain control of the mediation. In Colorado's parties may represent themselves in court without lawyers so they can achieve the benefits of mediation. So in case you're not familiar with what the benefits of pro se divorce mediation are, we should describe those so you know why it is so important that we commit to protect the success of those processes, and thus why I've created this podcast to cover this very topic. There are many compelling benefits to using mediation as your process of handling your divorce. The process is not adversarial. So parties work together to achieve mutual benefits. And so because we're engaged in a process where we're aligned in trying to find solutions that benefit and have common advantage for each other, we spend less hours in the overall process. The neutral or the mediator is another benefit. Instead of hiring two high-cost lawyers to argue on your behalf, you're paying for one person, and since you split the mediator's fee, you end up paying a lot less for each hour. So when you combined spending a lot less hours with spending a lot on the hours you do use, it translates into a tremendous cost savings compared to the other options. The next benefit is that mediations are highly confidential. So private details can be explored and left in mediation, so the courts just receives the final agreement. So what happens in the mediation stays in the mediation. It's voluntary. You have all the power to engage or terminate the mediation at any time without any legal limitations. You don't have to agree to anything unless you want to. And so you can get up and leave in the middle of a mediation, and you are not obligated to do anything that you said you were contemplating doing in the mediation. You can start over with a new mediator. You can transfer over to attorneys. You can appeal to the court. You can do anything you want. And you haven't lost any of your legal rights because you participated in the mediation to begin with. Mediation works very well without attorneys, but if it's helpful to have legal support for yourself, then the mediation process can accommodate legal counsel involvement in a variety of ways. You get faster resolutions typically. Since the parties determine the outcome, you can reach agreements much faster than if mired down in court or legal processes. Courts will accept mediated agreements and give pro se parties great latitude with their agreements. So you can create custom parenting plans that have never before been seen and deviate from statutory child support and spousal maintenance calculations. And if it's in the best interest of the parties and, you know, within certain parameters, the courts let you pretty much dictate within reason what's best for your family. That's a lot of power, and a lot of people like that. You can also get creative solutions. That's another benefit. There's no better process to work together to produce creative solutions for your particular specific situations than mediation. Courts don't spend too much time to accommodate special interests. And to do this using attorneys could be a costly slog and may not be the best use of an attorney's time and talents. You get to keep control. As pro se parties, you retain all the decision-making authority. Since you are pro se in the mediation process, you still get to keep all that decision-making authority. The mediation process doesn't remove it, and the mediator just facilitates the process. So as I tell clients, you control the outcome, I control how we get there. And all other dispute resolution processes infringe a little or absolutely on your decision-making authority, as you then become subject to established legal proceedings that have their own requirements and built-in limitations, and sometimes they can't be stopped once they've been activated. So once you head over into those territories, sometimes it's hard or sometimes impossible to change your mind and back out once you've started certain things. Typically, mediated agreements are better for the children. Parties who mediate tend to produce better agreements and co-parenting relationships with decreased conflict, which is the single best thing you can do to protect your children from the most serious threat facing them, which is conflict of their parents. By working together, you also learn valuable communication and negotiation skills that will help you peacefully co-parent long after the mediator, the lawyers, and the court all go home, because you two still have to work together. And if you can utilize skills and things you've learned during the process, you get to benefit from those for the rest of your life. And if that means you don't get to come see me, I'm happy about that. That's good. So these are all amazing opportunities if you know how to effectively participate in the mediation to achieve them. And that's where your journey through this podcast begins. So in order to help get started, I've prepared a series of 10 things pro se parties can do to produce successful mediation results. And in each episode, I'm going to examine one idea or one topic and then equip you with the instant wisdom and usable abilities that you can apply right away. Now, it's going to take me a while to get all this accumulated insight and experience down for you that I've accumulated over the last 2 decades. So follow and subscribe, however it is on your platform, and then you can have access to these powerful bits of knowledge and transfer that to you as they become available. Even if you're not currently going through a divorce, here are a few reasons you may wish to follow and subscribe anyway. One, there's a lot to learn that can be applied to even thriving relationships. I hear this all the time from clients. In fact, I've had more than 50 clients say, had they utilized some of these techniques during their marriage, they wouldn't be in my office at that time. So there's some good stuff to learn that could be applied to your life. You may have a friend or family member now or in the future that may need to hear what is shared here, and you'll be in a position to divert them lovingly here to a respectful, more beneficial process before they make the call to a lawyer and didn't really even learn about this option before they get engaged with some other process. And that is a very loving thing to be able to do. Situations change. Perhaps you're working to save a troubled relationship now, and the more you learn about pro se divorce and mediation, it might serve you both better to be prepared should you proceed to divorce anyway. And again, you may learn some things that can help. One of the areas, just as an example, that I've been involved with in helping people who are not going through a divorce and don't want to go through a divorce is in the negotiation of what's called a marital agreement. So rather, it's like a post-nuptial agreement where you pre-decide how certain things are going to go should you file a dissolution or petition for dissolution to the court here in Colorado. And so if the strains on the relationship are financial, for example, we can predetermine how the marital property and the maintenance and things to the degree we can are going to be handled. So it takes all the pressure off of, you know, the relationship. And I've actually seen a bunch of relationships move forward successfully after we took away the issue that was bothering them. It's something a therapist can't do because a therapist can write something that's, you know, legally binding for the parties. Whereas in the case I'm thinking of, one of them was very thrifty and the other one liked to spend all the money as soon as they got it. And this created a major marital, you know, disturbance, as you can imagine. So we agreed that they would split the properties and the income. And they, after the bills were paid and investments were made in their retirements, things like that, they'd both have whatever was left to do what they wanted. One wanted to save it, the other wanted to spend it. And then we came to an agreement that that wasn't going to affect the final settlement. And they were both very happy with this and to this day are still married. So, you know, there's some creative uses of the things you can do in a mediation without going through a divorce. And the last reason that you may want to hang around a little bit or stay plugged in is that maybe you're already divorced or you're going to get into a relationship with someone who is divorced, and you know, there might be co-parenting or, you know, issues that come up after the divorce, after the decree, you know, child support modifications and performance issues and things like that. And it's going to, there's a lot of value in understanding what happens on that other side of divorce. So after divorce. So in the meantime, before I get all of this down in a format where you can search for it and listen to it and find what you want, if you have questions, don't see what you need just yet, feel free to reach out to me. My contact information is in the show notes, and I'm always happy to speak to folks about their questions. Okay, announcing our 10 tip series, and the first episode in that one is going to be a powerful one. So I'm teasing it, and I'm setting it up for you so you hopefully will get interested in it and come back. But it's about getting clarity on what your internal versus your external goals are before the mediation starts. So by properly defining these, you determine your overall path through the mediation, the negotiation, and the divorce process, and it can directly impact your chances for success and what is a success. Many times what you think is what you want isn't what you want. And so I thought that is a good place to start our journey together. So that's going to be coming up in our very next episode. So that's it for today. I wanted to thank you for making the investment of your time and attention into this podcast. And in exchange, you'll learn so much that will benefit you and in your life before, during, and after divorce. I will strive to make your investment pay off for you because you are why I get up to do this work every day. With every family I help, I feel like I'm doing my part to make the world a little bit better place. It creates a ripple effect that can reach out through the generations and stop cyclical dysfunctions and start cyclical, you know, good patterns and good relationship building. And that makes the world a better place. And I've seen it in my own life. And so I'm happy to share it with you all because you also have that power to do that too. And if we all do that, how powerful. This has been Tom Davis. Thank you for joining me today. Remember to protect every accomplishment you make together and that setbacks are just wins in the making. Stay positive. The Pro Se Divorce Podcast is a production of Family Synergy Mediation. The information in these podcasts are opinions only and should not be considered legal advice. Visit myfamilymediation.com to learn more.